Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 39, Raghunath Dasa, Episode 2. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blesses Raghunath Das. When Raghunath Das met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya was sitting with his companions headed by Swarup Damodar. Staying at a distant place in the courtyard, Raghunath Das fell down to offer obeisances. Then Mukunda Dutt said, "Here is Raghunath." As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these words, Lord Chaitanya immediately welcomed Raghunath. "Come here." Raghunath Das then clasped the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya stood up and embraced Raghunath Das out of his causeless mercy. Raghunath offered prayers at the lotus feet of all the devotees headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami. And seeing the special mercy Lord Chaitanya had bestowed upon Raghunath Das, the devotees embraced him also. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "The mercy of Lord Krishna is stronger than anything else. Therefore Krishna has delivered you from the ditch of materialistic life, which is like a hole into which people pass stool." Within his mind, Raghunath Das answered, "I do not know who Krishna is. I simply know that your mercy, my Lord, has saved me from family life." "Raghunath, your father and his elder brother are both related as brothers to my grandfather Nilambara Chakravarti. Therefore I consider them my grandfathers. Since your father and his elder brother are younger brothers of Nilambara Chakravarti, well, I may joke about them in this way. My dear Raghunath Das, your father and his elder brother are just like worms and stool within the ditch of material enjoyment. For the great disease of the poison of material enjoyment is what they consider happiness. Although your father and uncle are charitable to brahmanas and greatly help them, nevertheless they are not pure Vaishnavas. However, they are almost like Vaishnavas. For those who are attached to materialistic life and who are blind to spiritual life must act in such a way that they are bound to repeated birth and death by the actions and reactions of their own activities. But by his own free will, Lord Krishna has delivered you from such a condemned materialistic life. Therefore, the glories of Lord Krishna's causeless mercy cannot be expressed." Seeing Raghunath Das skinny and dirty because of having traveled for 12 days and fasting, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart melting due to causeless mercy, spoke to Swarup Damodar. "My dear Swarup, I entrust this Raghunath Das to you. So please accept him as your son or servant. Now there are three Raghunaths among my associates. From this day forward, this Raghunath should be known as the Raghu of Swarup Damodar." Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grasped the hand of Raghunath Das, entrusting him to the hands of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar accepted Raghunath Das by saying, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever you order is accepted by me." Lord Chaitanya then embraced Raghunath Das again. I cannot properly express the affection Lord Chaitanya has for his devotees. Being merciful towards Raghunath Das, Sri Krishna Chaitanya then spoke as follows to his personal servant Govinda. "Along the way, Raghunath Das has fasted and undergone hardships for many days. Therefore, you should take care of him for some days, so that Raghunath may eat to his satisfaction. Now, Raghunath, go bathe in the sea. Then, visit Lord Jagannath in the temple, and then return here to take your meal. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and went to perform his midday duties, and Raghunath met all the devotees present. Having witnessed the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon Raghunath Das, all the devotees, struck with wonder, praised Raghunath's good fortune. Raghunath Das took his bath in the sea and then went to visit Lord Jagannath. Then Raghunath Das returned to Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda offered Raghunath Das a plate with the remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Raghunath Das accepted the prasad with great happiness. The following are purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. According to the law of karma, everyone is destined to suffer or enjoy according to a certain material standard. But the mercy of Lord Krishna is so powerful that Krishna can change all the reactions of one's past karma or fruitive activities. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically drew attention to the mercy of Lord Krishna, for that mercy is more powerful than anything else. It had saved Raghunath from the strong bondage of materialistic life, which Lord Chaitanya compared to a hole where people pass stool. Lord Chaitanya gave his verdict that those addicted to the materialistic way of life are like worms living in stool, but they cannot give it up. A grihavrata, one who has decided to live in a comfortable home, although it is actually miserable, is in a condemned position. And only the mercy of Krishna can save one from such mercy. For without Krishna's mercy, one cannot get out of the filthy entanglement of materialistic life. The poor living entity cannot give up his or her materialistic position on one's own. Only when granted the special mercy of Krishna can one give it up. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew very well that Raghunath Das was already liberated. Nevertheless, Sri Krishna Chaitanya emphasized that Raghunath Das's life of material comfort as a very rich man's son with a very beautiful wife and many servants to attend him was like a ditch of stool. Lord Chaitanya thus specifically indicated that ordinary men who are very happy with material comforts and family life are in no better position than worms in stool. When a man is attached to material enjoyment, he is attached to many miserable conditions as well. But nevertheless, he accepts his condemned position as one of happiness. Sense enjoyment is so strong for such a person that one cannot give it up, exactly as a worm in stool cannot give up the stool. So from the spiritual point of view, when a person is too absorbed in material enjoyment, he or she is exactly like a worm in stool. And although such a position is utterly miserable to the eyes of liberated souls, still the materialistic enjoyer is greatly attached to it. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, some people, usually very rich men, dress like Vaishnavas and give charity to Brahmanas. And they are also attached to deity worship. But because of their attachment to material enjoyment, they cannot be called pure Vaishnavas. anyabilashita shunyam gyanakarma dyanavritam. The pure Vaishnava has no desire for material enjoyment. That is the basic qualification of a pure Vaishnava. There are men, especially rich men, who regularly worship the deity, give charity to brahmanas, and are pious in every respect. But they cannot be pure Vaishnavas, despite their outward show of Vaishnavism and charity. For their inner desire is to enjoy a higher standard of material life. Raghunath Das's father Govardhan and uncle Hiranyadas were both very charitable to Brahmanas. Indeed, the Brahmanas of the Gaudiya district were practically dependent upon them. Thus, they were accepted as very pious gentlemen. However, they tried to present themselves as Vaishnavas to the eyes of the people in general. Although, from a purely spiritual point of view, they were ordinary human beings, not pure Vaishnavas. Actual Vaishnavas considered them almost Vaishnavas, not pure Vaishnavas. In other words, they were Kanishta Adhikaris, for they were ignorant of the higher Vaishnava regulative principles. Nevertheless, they could not be called Vishayis or blind materialistic enjoyers. As clearly stated in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yagyarthat Karmano Nyatra Loko Yam Karma Bandhana. If one does not act as a pure devotee, whatever acts he or she performs will produce reactions of fruitive bondage, karma bandhana. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Nunam pramata kurute vikarma, yad indriya pritaya aprinoti, nasadu manye yata atmano yam. Asan api kleshada asa deha. A materialistic person, madly engaged in activities for sense enjoyment, does not know that he or she is entangling oneself in repeated birth and death, and that one's body, although temporary, is full of miseries. The Vishayi, the person blindly caught in a web of materialistic life, remains in the cycle of birth and death perpetually. Such a person cannot understand how to execute pure devotional service, and therefore he or she acts as a karmi, jnani, yogi, or something else according to one's desire. But one does not know that the activities of karma, jnana, and yoga simply bind one to the cycle of birth and death. In the Brahma Samhita it is said, Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Lord Krishna is so merciful that he can stop the reaction of karma for his devotee. Everyone, from a small insect called Indra Gopa up to Indra, the king of heaven, is bound by the reactions of fruitive activities. Yastu Indra Gopam Atadendram Aho Spakarma Bandhanu Rupa Phala Bhajanam Atanoti Karmani Nirdahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. Everyone, whether like an insect or the king of heaven, is entangled and bound by the actions and reactions of his or her karma. However, when one becomes a pure devotee, free from material desires and from bondage to karma, jnana, and yoga, one is freed from material actions and reactions by the causeless mercy of Krishna. As it is, one cannot express sufficient gratitude to Krishna for being freed from the materialistic way of life. Recorded January 31, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.